This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. The Coen brothers have a new movie out today. Should you go see it? Coming up, Slate's Mark Jordan Ligon tells us what the critics are saying about it and other new films.
First, senior diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster is back at NPR West, just returned from the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. He went to cover that war with Russia there last month. It was mercifully brief enough that it's pretty much over by the time he arrived. But the story is not, Mike. Mm-hmm. First, you're an eyewitness to what Georgia looks like now. What does it look like? How bad is the damage?
Actually, the truth is, Alex, Georgia looks pretty much the same as it looked before the war, the five-day war with Russia in August. There is, in fact, very little damage. The damage primarily is confined to South Ossetia, that region that had broken away from Georgia proper many years ago, and a small area around it, and maybe you could say to the town of Gori, which is just south of South Ossetia. But the rest of the country, even though there were some Russian attacks, the rest of the country is largely the same. Systems were still working. I think it's fair to say that the civilian population of Georgia survived this war quite well. It was the military and its bases that received the brunt of the Russian onslaught. And that the purpose of the Russian onslaught was to destroy the Georgian army, and that's exactly what they did.
Well, let me ask you about the civilian population. What about civilian casualties? Because there were big claims about people killed both in South Ossetia and in Georgia.
It seems that those claims on both sides were exaggerated. I don't think that there are accurate figures yet, fatalities on the Georgian side or the South Ossetian side, but it's clear that it was far less than was claimed. The Russians claimed that 1,500 to 2,000 in South Ossetia had been ethnically cleansed, killed, a genocide, the Russians called it. It's fairly clear now that under 100 civilians in South Ossetia were killed. I went to Poti, which is a port on the western border of Georgia with on the Black Sea.
The Black Sea port where U.S. relief was supposed to be coming in.
And there is a residual small force of Russian soldiers still there. And there had been an attack on the port in Poti. But I managed to track the mayor of the town down and asked him point blank, how many people died here? And he said 7. He was the first official, I thought, that gave an accurate accounting of the casualties in this war. Not a huge amount of damage in a town that actually had been attacked at least one night by Russian warplanes.
Another question here about just kind of the overall situation. You were an NPR diplomatic correspondent in Moscow back in the early 90s, after the end of the,
that's right,
the Cold War. You went down to this region, down to Georgia, and reporting.
Yes.
How does it seem different now, what, 15 years later?
It doesn't seem that much different, and that was a big shock to me. I think that there has been little economic development in much of Georgia over these last 17 years. There's a kind of facade of development in Tbilisi. I think that's where all the foreign investment has gone. And there are foreign cars and modern cars on the roads, and there's a cell phone system. So it's clear that some infrastructure has been changed. But I was shocked at the extent to which the housing stock in Tbilisi is still crumbling. And I traveled all the way to the west, to Poti, and everything looks the same to me, or almost everything looks the same to me as it did during the immediate post-Soviet time.
So what is your assessment of what has actually happened here? Because Russia seems to be on much more difficult terms with the U.S. I guess it's kind of gotten its way in Georgia. I mean, what happened? Who got what they wanted, or did anybody? Because Russia's it also can expect to have more difficult times with the West.
I think that the Russians wanted an excuse to attack Georgia, but it wasn't only about Georgia. It was also about the United States and the West, because Russia has been a country that, especially during the Bush administration, the United States has not paid attention to its security needs. Just the other day, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said, Russia now has to be a country that has to be taken into account. And I think this is at the heart of it. I think they went overboard with the blitzkrieg attack on Georgia, and it was quite nasty. But they sent a clear message to the United States, to NATO, and to the West that they have to be taken into account. And that's, I think, what's going on now.
NPR's Mike Schuster back from Georgia, that short war there last month. Mike, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.